This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus was named chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government on Tuesday, a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. Yunus was appointed to the post by Bangladesh's president after he held meetings with student leaders and chiefs of the three military services, local media reported late on Tuesday, citing a statement and officials from the president's office. The U.S. Justice Department said on Tuesday a Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on American soil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A thief merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassins, who were actually undercover law enforcement officers. He was arrested last month before he could leave the U.S., and the plot was foiled by the FBI. Court documents do not identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed that a threat to Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before a Pennsylvania rally last month in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. The shooting was unrelated to the Iran threat. Norman Hall, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. does not believe Iran or Hezbollah has taken retaliatory action against Israel.
While we do not believe the response has started yet, we remain concerned by the increase in violence, including the firing drones by Hezbollah into Israel.
Jean-Pierre also said President Joe Biden is making every effort to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East. This is VOA News. Hamas on Tuesday named Yahya Sinwar, the man Israel says masterminded the October 7th attack that sparked the Gaza war, as its new political chief following the killing last week of his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh. The announcement came with the Middle East braced for Iran's retaliation over the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. Iran blames Haniyeh's death on Israel and has vowed to avenge him, while Hamas's Lebanese ally Hezbollah has also pledged to retaliate for his killing and that of its military commander, Fuad Shaker, in an Israeli strike in Beirut hours earlier. Sinwar, who has been Hamas's leader in Gaza since 2017 with Haniyeh living in Qatar, has not been seen since the October 7th attack. New details are emerging on the rocket attack on a U.S. military base in Iraq. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
U.S. officials say five U.S. service members and two contractors were injured when two rockets hit a military base in Iraq Monday. Five of those injured are being treated at the Al Asad Air Base, and two were evacuated, but all seven are reportedly in stable condition. The rocket attack is the latest in what's been an uptick in strikes on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militias. Between last October and January, an umbrella group calling itself the Islamic Resistance in Iraq regularly claimed attacks it said were in retaliation for Washington's support of Israel in its war against Hamas in Gaza and were aimed at pushing U.S. troops out of the region. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for urgent life-saving support for tens of thousands of landslide survivors in Ethiopia as the country braces for further disasters. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ethiopia is no stranger to landslides, but the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, says the number of people known to have died from a series of landslides at the end of last month make these the deadliest in Ethiopia's known history. Paula Fitzgerald is the IFRC head of country delegation for Ethiopia and Djibouti. She says at least 243 people have died in landslides on July 21st and 22nd. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris selected state of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate on Tuesday, choosing a plain speaker from America's heartland to help her against Republican rival Donald Trump. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.